This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Argentina. The very popular worldwide speaker Javier Milei is also the president of a country that's going through elections, one just held in Buenos Aires province. The results were extremely disappointing to the president of Argentina and may indicate the future is troubled for him and his efforts to reform an economy that is broken. Mary Anastasia O'Grady writes the America's column for the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. Mary, a very good evening to you. The election just passed. Mr. Milei was not supposed to win, but he was supposed to do well in. That is not the case. The election results are in, and he lost badly to his opponents, who are called generally the Peronistas. The twist here is there's something about a scandal involving his sister, who is very close counsel to him in his presidency. Was the vote in Buenos Aires province connected to the said-to-be scandal around his sister, or are there other drivers for a disappointment at the polls? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. The Peronist Party has always had the upper hand in the province of Buenos Aires. This does not include the capital city. It's the outside, the suburbs of the capital city, and then further out in the province. And it's always been a Peronist province. And it has a large segment of the entire population of the country lives in this area. So it's an important, when they hold elections for provincial legislatures, for governor, and for city councils, it's an important set of elections. Normally, they're held in October at the same time as the midterm elections are. But the Peronist governor there decided to move them forward a month because he thought this was a good way to basically not have Milei on the ballot, lower turnout, and for the Peronists to do better. And in fact, they did do extremely well, much better than was anticipated, even when you factor in the fact that it's already a Peronist province. Milei recognized that he got trounced, and he's going to try to do something between now and October to fix that problem. And as you mentioned, there are two things that got in his way in this election. The first was a secretly taped audio tape of his the head of the agency that handles disability. So they do payments to the disabled, getting wheelchairs, medical devices, that kinds of things. And this guy was recorded, not knowing that he was being recorded, complaining about a kickback scheme between Milei's sister, who's his chief of staff, and a supplier of medical equipment and medical devices. And so this went public. It was very embarrassing for the government. And Milei didn't really handle it very well, in my opinion. I mean, he basically blamed the head of the agency, who was caught unawares of being recorded, and said he was and he fired him. And he said that he's the only thief that is in this equation, protecting his sister. There is a government investigation going on, and the government, a prosecutor's investigation going on, and the government is cooperating. But I think it might have been better for him to own whatever happened and to make a commitment to fixing the problem through transparency or something like that. Instead, he just said, no, 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 deny, deny, deny. And I don't think that really worked. So a lot of people who maybe were fans of his from the point of view of him being a change agent, I think might have been very disappointed to hear this. Maybe they stayed home. Maybe they voted Peronist. And then the other problem, of course, is the slowing economy. And those two things, I think, came together to conspire against the party in the province of Buenos Aires last weekend.
Yes, people vote the pocketbook. You note, as you have before, that Mr. Milei, when campaigning, said he would dollarize the economy. He has not. Is that a problem for his economy, that he did not follow through on his campaign promise?
Well, the problem, I think, is that inflation, while he's brought inflation down very impressively without a currency crisis, I mean, it's gone from, triple digits down to, I think it'll end this year around 30%. But, you know, you see us complaining about 3% inflation here. So 30% is pretty darn high still. And so if he had not dollarized, but somehow had gotten rid of inflation and had stabilized the peso, I don't think most Argentines would have cared. I mean, I personally think it would be better to dollarize and get rid of the central bank in Argentina. But the point is that the outcome of the path that he chose is not good enough quite yet to provoke the kind of investment flows that the country needs to get growing fast again. So what's happened is you still have a lot of currency uncertainty. And on top of that, the economy has been slowing. I mean, up until June, it grew at like 6% year over year. But in June, it actually declined. It grew again in July. But now the forecast for the end of this year is about 4%, which sounds good to us. But this is a developing country. I mean, you have to grow a lot faster than that if you're going to affect the lives of individuals.
His style in the campaign was spectacular. He uses a chainsaw to say what he was going to do to government. He made speeches that were dominated by rude language. That was all a reason to celebrate him internationally. He's spoken in Europe, he's spoken in the U.S. But that style, does it suit him now that the economy is not performing well and that there's trouble for him and his sister, personal trouble by these allegations? Does the style serve him well or serve him poorly?
Well, I think for the young people who liked him from the very beginning, they liked his sort of brash approach, his challenge to the status quo and that sort of thing. But there's a little bit of a problem, I think, in that he needs allies in Congress. He needs people who are more or less on his side when it comes to limited government, sound money, low taxes, open economy, those kinds of ideas. And there are plenty of people in Congress who believe in those ideas, but don't like his style. So those are the people that he needs to bring together to help him with votes in Congress and to help him when it comes to elections. And there's a lot of Argentines, conservative Argentines, who don't like that kind of vulgarity. And so some of them, I mean, would hold their nose and vote for him. And I think that's what happened in the runoff last year or 2 years ago. But it's not a good long-term strategy for governing a country.
Mary, 30 seconds. Is there any sense of panic on his part? The decisions he's making look not well thought through.
No. Well, up until this election, I would say no. I think they've been trying to manage the peso, which their strategy hasn't worked, but I wouldn't say they panicked. They did an excellent job bringing down public spending and deregulating the economy. And I don't think that was a panic move. I think right now they may be in a sort of a panic because they have a little more than a month to go before this election, and they have to do something to change this sort of the sentiment and the momentum that they lost in this last election.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, The Wall Street Journal editorial page, watching Argentina.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.